Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. I'm joined by yesterday's pitcher, Jacob Cravey. Jake, thanks for taking a few minutes with us here. Yesterday, in the first game of the doubleheader, you earned your first professional win. I'm not sure how much you were worried or caring about that, but how nice was it to earn a victory, especially in a close game like that one was?
It's nice to finally get it done. You know, it's been something over my head for a while. I hadn't really thought about it much, but it was definitely nice to finally scratch a win in the win column, I guess.
And for you this season, it feels like you're off to a really good start. So how are you feeling on the mound so far?
I feel good for the most part, working on some mechanical adjustments, trying to find a little bit of more velo in the tank that's there that I've had in the past, just find some stuff. But I've just been trying to pound the zone more than anything, not give up some free passes. I know the punch outs have gone down a little bit, but the walks have gone down as well. So, I mean, it's kind of a trade, just finding that happy medium is kind of what I'm working for right now.
And you look back at last year, you touched on it a little bit. Command seemed like it was a little bit of an issue for you at the start of the season, but this year you're throwing a lot of strikes, you're getting a lot of outs, and you're working a lot of innings. So how kind of refreshing is it in a sense to go out there each and every time and cover a good distance on the mound?
It feels good for the most part because it's got me back to my college days of going out there and trying to win, give us a chance to win. And I kind of got away from that last year a little bit because I was just trying to do too much. But now I'm just kind of in the sense of going out there to give us a chance to win. And that's kind of where my mentality's been at this whole year.
Talking about last year and having kind of so many short starts early in the year and trying to maybe fight through that a little bit. You kind of did towards the end, but now it's a maybe pitch a little bit more freely like you are right now with a lot of confidence as well. It seems like it's a big difference for you from year one to year two.
At the end of the day, I'm just going out there and trying to have fun. You know what I mean? And like, I'm going out there to compete. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to lose, but it's just being more loose and free and just enjoying the moment, because last year I got caught up in just trying to do too much and be somebody I wasn't, and now I'm just kind of happy to be here and just get out there and get outs for the club.
And now, what is your second year of pro ball? What did you ultimately take away maybe the most from your first year experience in the pros?
Don't put so much pressure on myself. Be where your feet are and just go out there and do what you can do. No matter what may happen out there, as long as you give it everything you got, you can hold your hat on that.
Now, how hard or how difficult can it be sometimes as a pitcher to just maybe keep things simple and maybe simplify things for yourself on the mound? Is it something that's easier said than done?
It can be, because, I mean, pitching's the one thing out there where you're always getting looked at every single pitch. You're the one that touches it every single time, you know, besides the catcher. But you can kind of get in your head a little bit, but this year has just been, you know, sometimes it's just you got to keep it short and just be like, hey, I'm here for a reason, and go throw the rock and see what happens.
You know, this is your second year in Del Mar. It might be a little disappointing if you're trying to work your way up through the system, but it seems like you're doing all the right things here with the Shorebirds. But what's the mentality been for yourself here working with Del Mar here, at least at the start of this year?
Like I said earlier, just kind of be where my feet are, you know, go out there and give everybody what I got, which is everything I can, and, you know, don't sell them short. You know, I'm going to try and go as many innings as I can to help the bullpen out and help us try and win games.
We're talking with pitcher Jacob Cravey. Before I let you go, as you look towards the future this year, what ultimately maybe is a goal for yourself or goal or two, or what's something maybe you're hoping to achieve by the time we get to the end of the year?
Hopefully I can earn a promotion. That's the end-all goal. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, I would say the goal is just to go out there with a good attitude, be a good teammate, and just be there for the guys, you know, because at the end of the day, it is a team game.
Well, Cravey, we appreciate the time as always. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Pitcher Jacob Cravey, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.